All right, let's go over here to, oh my goodness, the frequencies go all the way to Los Angeles for Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hello, how are you today?
Well, we're cloudy up here. How are you in Los Angeles?
Oh, is it? It's sunny.
Ah, I'm jealous already. I'm jealous already.
Okay, come on down. Come on down.
Okay.
I have a few questions. One is I just got my blood work result for thyroid. And first, I do not have a thyroid gland. I have 3 parathyroids left. I had cancer, and I'm very healthy. Happened in 86. I am going to be 77, and I run marathons, and I'm healthy.
Okay.
But what I'm not understanding is that all of a sudden my free T3 is high at 726. And my TSH, they say, is low, is at 0.02. How do I I don't understand this.
Well, just before you finish with the numbers there, they must have done the free T4 also.
Yes, the T4 is 1.2.
Okay, well, the reason that T4 is at 1.2 is usually, but not in this case, because it's being pushed too hard by the TSH. But with your TSH that low at 0.02, it certainly is not being pushed too hard, so it is low. Now, the T3 being up at 7.26 may or may not be bad for you, and I did say may or may not. It could go either way. You need to be speaking to a physician who is skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. You probably know no one who can go through with you. What are the bodily symptoms of too much thyroid? And what are the bodily symptoms of not enough thyroid? There was a wonderful article written a number of years ago by a professor from Glasgow, which is in Scotland, I believe. And he said, we need to pay attention to the individual person and not to the laboratory. And in fact, that has stimulated a whole movement of let's not treat the laboratory, let's treat the person here. And if you do not have any of the symptoms of excess thyroid and you're feeling well and your doctor confirms that, because sometimes you got to look at a person too as well as talking to them, you got to look at the skin and stuff like that. Anyway, if your doctor confirms that, then this is not a problem no matter what the laboratory says. But if the doctor on the other side of things says, well, you know, this and this are signs of too much or too little, whichever it may be, yeah, then you're going to have to change your dose. But this is one where you do need a physician, ma'am.
Right. I'm on Nature Throid. I used to be on Armour for 24 years until they changed the binders, and it really destroyed me, crashed me.
Sorry.
And I have no choice. I have to take something because I don't have a thyroid.
Right. Of course you do.
And yes. And so then I found Nature Throid. It took time to adjust. And I've been on it now for maybe 10 years, and I've been doing okay. So I'm just not understanding what can cause the free T3 to go so high.
Well, maybe it's
what
making
could
up.
We look.
Maybe it's perhaps it is your body's last gasp because the TSH is not pushing the free T4, and so the remainder of the T4 is turning into T3. That's possible. And one other thing you want to look up, ma'am, and this is not directly needed for now, but when the TSH and the free T4 are that low, then that also means that the brain is not releasing a hormone called TRH. I can only remember TRH because it comes before TSH, R and S.
Okay.
And the base of the brain releases TRH. The TRH goes from the brain to the pituitary gland and says, now you make TSH, and the pituitary gland makes TSH, and it tells the thyroid hormone, now you make T4, and T4 can be also made along with T3, and it's apparently not. So anyway, there's online some videos by a Walter. Please, you know how to write down Walter. I do too, but the second name I have trouble with, and that's P-I-E-R-P-A-O-L-I. P-I-E-R-P-A-O-L-I. And if you put in Walter
Pierpaoli.
Pierpaoli. It's like Peter
Pierpaoli.
Paul.
Pierpaoli. Yeah. It's Italian or something. Okay.
That's the case, ma'am. Walter Pierpaoli. And then you put in the letters TRH. And up will come a number of, TRH. Up will come a number of videos by Dr. Pierpaoli about TRH and how it works and all the things it does in the body besides stimulating the thyroid gland. And many of us are interested in some of those other things that it does in the body. And again, if you've got a doctor working with you who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, you could talk to them about the advisability of considering, and I did say considering, I didn't say for sure, using TRH also. Now, TRH is not something that's measurable in a blood test. Nobody's doing it at all, but you can very definitely deduce by the free T4 and the TSH that your brain is no longer making enough TRH, which, by the way, is another age-related thing. Lots of things are so age-related. And it may or may not be something that we would be interested in, but you'll have to watch the videos and read the stuff about it first to see if there's any interest.
For sure. And when I go for my blood work, I fast, but
yes.
I do take my Nature Troid in the morning first
oops.
Thing.
That's an oops.
And then, not supposed to?
Really, if it's within a 2 or 3 or 4, even 5 or 6 hour time of taking your Nature Troid, it's not at all a surprise that the free T3 is a little high just because of that, ma'am.
Okay, because they never told me not to take it.
Your best time is to take it the night before. I mean, take it, unless it keeps you awake, that is, which occasionally it does, the thyroid does.
Yeah.
But unless it keeps you awake, you take it the night before, perhaps 4 or 5 hours before bedtime, and then go get your test the next morning, which is about 12 hours later, or maybe a little more than that, or a little less than that, excuse me. And that is going to be more accurate. If you just took your thyroid and then that same morning, you also
did this. A few hours before the blood work, like two hours before. And because I take two a day. I take 1.5 a day, or sometimes I take two. It's alternating.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so
well,
we need to play with that.
Yes,
then
that
I wanted to know about the testosterone.
Yes, ma'am.
I used to be like on estradiol, progesterone, and all that, and I'm no longer. I was taken off because I was medically. They said that's probably causing you, and it was the natural. And so now I would like to get back on. And I asked for my blood results, and so my testosterone is 9, and the range is 10 to 83. What can I take temporarily? Because I was just listening to that lady that you were talking about her hormones and how they're important, and the testosterone is important. Is there any foods or supplements that can help with that?
They can help somewhat, ma'am, and I'll tell you the one that I have looked at over the years and seems to be helpful. But first, I got to say that when you can't get to a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and knows bioidentical hormones, there is nothing like even a little dab of the real testosterone, and nothing that quite even achieves that. Now, what I was mumbling about before is something called pine pollen. You can get that online mostly. A few of the health food stores have pine pollen. It's a powder. It comes with a scoop, and use a scoop or two of that a day, and it definitely has some testosterone and testosterone-like remedies. And there's also a velvet deer antler from either Australia or New Zealand that does the same, but neither one of them is exactly as good as testosterone itself, ma'am.
Right. And the first one was
pollen. You know, the
pollen.
Yeah,
P-O-L-L-E-N,
like pine pollen. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Pine pollen as I say, velvet deer antler. Those two things.
Or velvet deer. Now, I heard the lady say that you were going to take a break from the radio show. When is that?
Oh, dang, I don't know if that was the lady. That was probably me. We're going to be leaving soon, but we're coming back in December. We're just taking a break from all the Seattle clouds. You're in Los Angeles. You don't have to do that.
Right. Right. Well, because I was... Okay. I would love to come. How much time would I need? I want to come to your clinic, and I want to get a full checkup, blood, everything. How many days do I need to be there?
Okay, I'm guessing too, ma'am, and the reason for that is that once we get past age 60, we've got better than a 50-50 chance of our stomachs declining in the amount of acid they make, and that's not at all good for our health. However, it doesn't always give symptoms, and so when a person comes in and they're past that age, we will always recommend a gastric analysis, and that needs to be done usually on a different day than the overall appointment, unless you get lucky and you schedule the whole thing on the same day, and then they can follow up over the phone.
Mm-hmm. Now, I never had heartburn in my life.
Well, you don't have declining acidity.
Oh, you don't have to. Oh.
No, the majority of people who have heartburn have low stomach acid, but I worked with a fellow who's from Vancouver, B.C., who is 75 years old and running the marathon, and what came in for was, I just don't feel as good as I did 2 years ago, and I can't understand why. And sure enough, that poor fellow's stomach acid was way down, and he wasn't even symptomatic. So he just simply was inadvertently malnourished, and once he got to taking the replacement hydrochloric acid and so forth, he recovered to his prior feeling of good health. So you don't have to have heartburn.
Okay. And so what do you take to help declining stomach acid?
I wish we could turn our stomachs back on. Nobody knows how to do that. So what we have to do, it's just like we can't turn our ovaries back on if we're ladies or testicles if we're guys.
Hello, tell me. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's called betaine hydrochloride, and it's in all the natural food stores, ma'am. But please work with a physician on that, because sometimes our stomach lining has also decreased, like one of the prior callers referred to, and we have to go through an 8-week procedure of taking things to rebuild the stomach lining that are not hydrochloric acid.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am.
Oh, my God. I'm going to miss you while you're away, but I can't wait for you to come back.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, Dane, and I'm very grateful for you. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.